Okay, so what we're saying in the Rambam and Amen is like this: Perek Aleph Halacha. Which halacha is Yudal? Yeah. That with the Rambam, the way the Rambam learns Amen Yisoma is an Amen without a bracha. So when he says that he shouldn't answer Bechlal HaOnim, Bechlal HaOnim means because they are all being answering Amen to be Yotze. Because it's bracha shu chayiv bo. So therefore, if he answers Amen Bechlal HaOnim, so then he's answering an Amen Kiyumis. Because he wants to say the Amen to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, just like they are. He's Bechlal HaOnim. But if it's not Bechlal HaOnim, so if he didn't hear the bracha and he wants to say Amen as a Shevach, so he doesn't have a Shevach. So there's no Amen. Amen, according to the Rambam, Amen Yisoma means an Amen without a bracha. So it's only true, according to the Rambam, if the Amen you answer is an Amen Kiyumis. So then it's a real Anias Amen, because you want to say Amen to be Yotze. That's Bechlal HaOnim. But if you're just saying an Amen Shel Shevach, and there's no bracha, so Mabakach. It's Tvarim Shel Mabakach. Who cares? Either it is a Shevach if you have the bracha, or it's not a Shevach. You didn't do anything bad. But if he answered Amen Bechlal HaOnim, then it's an Amen Kiyumis. And an Amen Kiyumis without a bracha is what is the definition of Amen Yisama, according to the Rambam. Amen Yisama means an Amen without a bracha. That's good. I think Aaron is a good way of putting it. In other words, in the Amen Shel Shevach, so if you didn't hear the bracha, so you're not chayiv in Shevach. So you're not chayiv altogether. So you just said Amen, like the guy was walking down the street and said Amen. But if it's an Amen because of the Chovas HaMitzvah, so then it has a din amiras Amen because you want to be able to say the mitzvah. Halach. The halachic system renders the Amen din amiras Amen. And in other words, that you're attempting to be Yotze Yochiv. So you're doing an Amiris Amen for a purpose. And there's no bracha, so it's Yisama. I mean, that's clear. The Rambam holds that he's Nigar Achar Onim. Because otherwise, it has no meaning.
Makes sense, he only knows.
That the Chacham maintain it's a split chalos. And there's a chalos chiv on the yachid, a chalos chiv on the tzibur. So it splits, and therefore it's chal on the baki to do it. And therefore it can't be yotze through the shots. But Rabbi Gamliel holds you can't split the tzibur. You can't penalize the baki. So therefore, the shots could be motzi the bucky if the bucky wants to. Okay. So go ahead. Very funny Gemara. Anybody go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So
it's an interesting thing because you're splitting up the psak and nobody holds that way. Rabbi Gamliel holds all year round that what? That you could be yotze from the shots. And the Chacham hold all year round.
Cannot.
That the baki cannot. And we're saying we're going to paskin like Rabbi Gamliel when? On Rosh Hashanah. But we're not going to paskin like him on the Shor Hashanah. So how can you do that? There's no mandama like that.
Or mayor, right?
Yeah, but is he saying then he should have said Hilchos Sukkot mayor?
We said both of Chacham and Rabbi Gamliel.
Yeah, I understand that, but he only meant Rav Meir. Rav Meir was only one out of the whole Chacham.
I don't know why he called him a Chacham, though.
Good question. there's one word in Rashi that's a little funny. Yeah, the question that we're asking is, why should it be different on Rosh Hashanah? Because he says there's a lot of brachas. Okay. Okay, so Aaron's asking good, so you have less bikim. So what? Keep the halacha and you will have less bikim. That's very possible. Okay. But there's one thing in Rashi, one word that's a little funny. Ela mishum da'afshi, he says, sharei kantesha varugos, and then he adds umatos. What do you mean umatos? That's funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it seems that umatos is a different phenomenon. That one is very long, so even though you know it, you can still get confused. It's a different phenomenon. So in other words, what he's saying is the Shem Baki of Kol HaShana is not going to be the same Shem Baki over here. Because the Shem Baki of Kol HaShana means where he knows it. But over here, even if he knows it, you don't know. Maybe a kid will walk in front of him and will get confused because it's very big. So there's the confusion aspect. So there's no real Shem Baki unless a guy is so perfected that no matter what, he's not going to get confused. So that Shem Baki is not really a clear-cut Shem Baki. In other words, because you have a case where it's going to be hard for a person to assess himself. What am I? Am I a Baki that's going to get confused if something happens in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, somebody walks in front of me or something? Or am I a total Baki that I'm totally confident that I'm going to not get mixed up?
Right. How do you even know that?
How do you even know that? So there I could say that's Reb Meir Svara. That's very good if you want to say, like Rashi seems to say before, that what? That man modem, the brachas are shown to look at my farish my shnohani. Keep your show, all right, because it's going on what? Modem chama rabbonim, the brachas are shown. The shed yom makapurim. So that would make sense why they'd be modem. Because they'd say our clear cut definition of buck, it doesn't apply over here because the guy gets confused. Okay? But it would seem, unless you're going to tell me that the Gemara is saying halacha k'Rav Meir, it would seem that the Gemara is saying that we paskin like Rav Gamliel on brachos of Rosh Hashanah and not on brachos of Kol HaShana Kula. So the first problem is that your psak is not going right like anybody. How could you do that? The question is this a precedent in halacha? That I could say, you can't say, the Gemara doesn't say halacha k'Rav Meir. It says mashmat halacha k'Rav Gamliel against the Chachamim. But then you're not paskening like either one. Because they hold across the board. Each one holds across the board. So you're going to have to say, I mean, this is what it seems the Gemara is saying, that in the time of the Tanoim, so there wasn't an Irvuvya, because the guy can assess his own status. But then later, Doros, they weren't able to do that, and it became a whole bigger Irvuvya. That a guy thought he wasn't Bucky, he wasn't, he had to stop in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, got confused and had to wait for, he stayed there, wait for the shots, and the whole thing didn't work out. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, we paskin like the Chacham, like Rabbi Gamliel. So that was, and Rabbi Meir was right. Rabbi Meir though, did it theoretically, because he held you don't have a definition anymore. Of a bucky and it ain't a bucky. You don't have a clear-cut definition, but Rabbi Yochanan did it because of practicality, that people were not able to assess themselves. So he paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. So it shows you that you could paskin a new psak which neither Tanoim hold because of a practical situation.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, it's possible the Chacham saw the
contrary. Yes, good point. Yemen is adding one point. That it's possible, we're saying, that if the Chachamim would have seen the deterioration and the matin, that they would have agreed. Okay, that's good. That's good.
Mother Chachamim and everybody else.
Right, so they really
have.
They
said that way.
Well, yeah, that's why.
I see, like, our mayor saw
yes.
kind of like,
right, right,
yeah,
right,
see
right,
this,
right.
They would all agree.
Right. Yes. You mean, what Shlomo's saying is that later, when they could assess themselves, so there was no Bikim. So they were mash for everybody in a Bikim. So even the Chacham would be murdered. That's good. That's good. I mean, since later they were confused, so practically speaking, there was no more Bikim. So therefore, the Chacham's halacha can't stand because it doesn't address anybody. So therefore, what do? So they were paskin like everybody. Even the Chacham would have said that way. So you see, a practical situation later can influence a psak of Tanoim, even though at the time of the Tanoim, you didn't have such a phenomenon. What?
New situation.
New situation.
So what about
a
sitter now? Is that a new situation?
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, Aaron's right. Nowadays, we'll change it back. Because everybody is a sitter, everybody's a bucky. So therefore, you have to daven b'yechidus.
Right.
The only reason they passed my Rabbi Gamliel was because the situation deteriorated and there was no more bikim. That's what you have to say. Yeah, that's good. Originally, it was machlokas and theoretics. The shame king called it the shame baki. Then it became practicality that people got confused and they got mixed up. So the theoretics became a practicality, and then we paskin like we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, split the psak, because there was no more case of bikin. Rashi seems to be saying that it's a qualitative problem. In other words, you have to remember three types of musafim: Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, and Malchus Achronos Hashofros. That's too much for him, because there's too many in Yanam. He's going to get mixed up, because he's going from Rosh Chodesh to Rosh Hashanah. And then he has Malchus Achronos Hashofros. He has too much. He's overwhelmed. Okay, that's why Rashi does. But once Rashi reduces and takes out of the picture what the psukim of Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. So then you just left with Malchus Chodesh Shofar, so that he can handle. Okay, that's the way Rashi learns. That he can't handle, he's overwhelmed by the quality and the quantity. He has too many areas. But if you could knock out all of Rosh Chodesh, the first psukim, which would be the psukim of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, so now we only have to concentrate on Malchus Chronos Shofros, that'll be able to do. That's a Rashi seems to learn. Okay, but this isn't like, let's take this. There's a few things in this Rabbeinu Tam and the Taisus. One thing is, why does he say there's a difference if you started or if you didn't start? And then you have another thing, that why is it that you must have, you can't say that, neshama parn saseno, unless you learn the psukim. But when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to. And then he throws in the two seirim. There's no psukim on them at all. If you want to throw on Rosh Chodesh, maybe you'll say muvado l'sachodesh. That's the pasuk. So it's also limud. But what are the Shnei Seirim? Okay, so the Rosh answers the first question. first question is, what's the difference if you start or if you don't start? Okay, so take a look at the Rush. Yeah, so the Rush explains the Rabbeinu Tam. Why is it that if he starts, he has to go Markelis or Markelis, but if he doesn't start, it's okay. So the Rush says, because if he doesn't start, so then when he says, since everything's Torah, so he's called Alternavim Uksuvim. But if he starts one pasuk, so it's mashma, he wants to be memayit the other ones. And he doesn't consider them all Torah. Interesting. So Rasko means turn of him to the point out. Because they're all considered Torah. Shazu kol kulum yachad. Kulum yachad. The Nevi'im uksuvim kulu ikru Torah. So if he says one pasuk, so then that's no good. He'll have to at least say like a B'yachan ben Uri. But if he doesn't, he just says Rasko kulum, it's fine. Because actually, he should say Kakasim Sarasach. And that's really Kolel, Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. So there's a separate halacha that in this Musaf, when you're saying, when we say Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, it's not just because you want to bring a raya from each one. It's because you want to show that it's Kolel Torah Kula. And Kolel Torah Kula is Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you say Kakosu B'Sarasecha, so you're opening up all the volumes of the Torah. So it's written in Torah, it's written in the Tilum, and it's written in Ksuvim. I mean, in the Nevi'im. So that's it. You said wherever it is in the Torah, Kakosu B'Sarasecha, and Torah means Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. So wherever it's found, you're referenced. And it's found for in both and all three, so you're fine. But if you say one, so that means you're excluding the other two. Because why didn't you mention them? So therefore, if you go into specifics, so you're going to specify, so if you specify one, it's going to be to the exclusion of the others. And you can't use the generalization and the specific. You can't say it's specific, this one, and generally I mean, everything. It has to have one meaning. But if you say Kakosu B'Sar HaSecha, that's a generalization, and the fact is it's written in each one, so that's good. That's fine, because B'Sar HaSecha means Tarnavim Ksuvim. So you referenced it. So they ask Rabbeinu Tam, Masas HaTofel, Ikavas HaKetofel, because insofar as the Pesukim of what? Of Malchus, Kronos, and Shofros, that's that mentioned openly in the Mishnah. And there he says, if you say Kakas B'Zor HaSecho, it's fine. Right? And with regard to the psukim of the Musafim, which are not mentioned in the Mishnah, over there, you can't just reference it. If you can reference it for Malchus, Kronos, and Shofros, why can't you reference it for Musaf? Yeah, but I would say what he holds is that when you want to bring a raya, so then a reference is good. And this is a good reference. But when you want to do neshama parnasasenu, you need to do limud. And limud, by reference, is not limud. That's probably about what Rabbeinu Tam holds. That limud requires the actual limud, the actual pasuk. But he holds Rosh Chodesh, for some reason, not. Because Movado Lasachodesh is enough, right? And then he throws in the Shnei Sirim. For some reason, you have to have them, but.
But it's not Lima, though, right?
It's not Lima at all, yeah. Strange. Okay, let's stop here.